Hey everybody, thanks for listening. It's Andy in real life again. And I just want to do a quick little recap or overview of what this episode's going to be about. So, like all the other episodes, I basically do a quick little run through of my life through the lens of a couple of different questions. So, here are the questions: my current struggle, what are my successes, what questions do I have, any business ideas, what am I learning, what's my current purpose, and what inspires me. So just a really, really quick overview before I kind of jump into it current struggle right now is physical strength and energy. My successes: I'm going to be debt-free on this Thursday, which is awesome. I also did this 1,000 words event that was like successful last week. I think I haven't posted since then. My question is, and I'll talk about this a little bit more, is why are most people followers? The business idea that I've had recently is just Amazon products. And then learning, what am I learning? I'll talk about this a little bit, but it's basically about consumer debt, tax debt, medical debt, and basically paying your future self as a huge priority. And then my current purpose, I'll get into that as well, but it's basically to I'll just talk about that one once we bring that up. And then what inspires me is charities and Casey Neistat. So now that you know what this episode's about, I will jump to the next segment. Okay, so I'm just going to now go into a little bit more depth about these things. So what's my current struggle? Well, physical strength and energy. I think I've been trying to experiment with certain things. Last episode, I was talking about how my struggle was digestion. Probably has something to do with that as well. But physical strength and energy, I think, has been a struggle this week. Since last I posted. And I think it's because of a lot of different things, but that's what I'm trying to figure out, and I'm wanting to see if I can, you know, figure out how to exercise better, how to get to a better kind of physical place. And I'm going to try a couple things. One of them, the first one, is like a mobility kind of challenge. Sounds like super simple and maybe like senior citizen-y, and I'm like 34, so why would I be doing a mobility challenge? Well, I think it's because I think it has a lot to do with how much I exercise, is how well I feel before I go to exercise. So I want to try that to see if it'll help me to be motivated, to be more flexible, to be more just active, you know, and to not have pain from sitting all day. So that's kind of what I'm hoping to accomplish with it, and just to kind of establish those kind of habits. You know, when you're like a little kid and somebody who you really trust says like, hey, you should brush your teeth every day or else you're going to get cavities, and you think like, oh crap, I don't want cavities, and so you just start brushing your teeth every day. And then every time you brush your teeth, you probably think of, this is at least how it happens for me, this is why I floss every single day, is because of a dental hygienist one time, like while she was flossing me, saying, hey, it's really important to floss, and if you like, people who floss on average live 7 years longer than those who don't floss. And I was like, what the? So I started flossing. So it's like these little things, right, that are just super simple kind of hygienic types of things, but that can make a huge difference over time. And I want that to be the case with like mobility and like flexibility and just the ability to be more agile, like way into the future. So it's kind of like around the theme of this kind of episode, which is like making payments to yourself, to your future self. So it's kind of what I'm trying to accomplish, you know, physically as well as financially. So yeah, that's my kind of current struggle. I don't know if anybody else struggles with that, But that's something I definitely have struggled with and I'm working on. Okay, so successes wise, this is a big one. So after, 5 years of marriage, I think, so came into the marriage with pretty good amount of debt. And then we didn't have insurance, medical insurance, and was kind of rocked with some medical expenses, like $30,000 of them. And, so that was tough. And then, as self-employed people, we didn't know how to do taxes as well. And so we, ended up with a whole lot of tax, kind of debt as well. So that, you know, overall we've paid off pretty close to $100,000 worth of debt. And Thursday, and our last one is, the last payment on our car. Well, the last payment, like the last chunk of all the payments of our car. And that's going to happen this Thursday, and then we will be completely debt free so that we can buy a house and be in debt again. No, but yeah, we're going to be totally debt free, which is awesome. And it's going to, yeah, it's just going to be kind of a interesting new phase of life. I never had debt except for like once. And it was very quickly paid off, a super small loan, until I was married. And then, you just kind of make decisions sometimes that are like, wait, what did I do that for? And, or you're just not prepared, you know, and you really highly prioritize, you know, your relationships and obviously the health of people that you love. And so, you know, whether it's medical debt or whatever, you know, it can really rock you. So anyways, so yeah, that's kind of a huge success, and we're going to celebrate, by going into debt. No, just joking. Probably just going and getting some food somewhere. I don't know. We'll see what happens, but we are going to celebrate because those types of things should be celebrated. You know, it's a great success. So yep, that's current success. Pretty cool. Okay, so the question I have right now, last week I talked about, it was kind of more of a religious question about, like, you know, God and how it's hard for me to have like a personal relationship with God or whatever. This episode or whatever, I want to ask a different style of question, which is basically like, I've always wondered this, like, especially if I studied history and even religion and all this stuff, why is it that, you know, there's a lot more, like followers than there are leaders? And, that's just a big question that I have, is like, why are there more followers than there are leaders? Like, for every, you know, one composer, there are like 100 fiddlers, and for every, you know, one leader, there are hundreds of thousands, if not millions of or billions of people who follow them. And and not just on like social media, you know, like having your followers on social media, but like, why why is it that they, you know, that you have this kind of, you know, this dichotomy of followers and leaders? There's a lot less leaders. And I honestly feel like I've kind of been like set in this role of leader. I just feel like called to be a leader. And I always have just wondered, like, why aren't there more people who just feel called, like, to be a leader? So anyways, I'd love to hear your answers about that. I mean, one initial idea that I've had is that to be a leader, it often is just very lonely, and it's also just, it's a lot of responsibility that you have to take on. But like, as a leader, I don't know if I necessarily know much more than people who are followers. And so anyways, I just think it's interesting that there are different different numbers of leaders and followers, and a lot more followers than there are leaders. So I'd love to hear your take on, like, why is that? It's so interesting. Okay, so a business idea that I had, I think it was really interesting, is this idea of an Amazon product. So if you can, so as I was looking at a bunch of charities this week, it was really interesting. I thought of this one foundation that I had heard of before called Billions and Change, and it's all about how this guy who started 5-Hour Energy used his, like, billions of dollars to do good stuff. And so I was, like, looking up one of the things, because he was working on helping to get more clean water in the world, as well as, like, energy. And sorry for my groggy voice. There's, like, crazy amount of smoke right now in, I don't know if that's what it's from, but in Utah Valley, it's, like, nuts. I think it's from the California fires. It's just, like, it makes me not want to go outside and breathe at all, because it just looks just horrible. Anyways, excuse me. So this business idea is just, like, it's just, I mean, I probably am not going to pursue this, but it was an idea that the whole purpose of talking about business ideas is that, hey, I might not do it. Maybe you like the idea. Maybe you should do it as you're listening to this. So might be a good idea, maybe not. But the idea that I had was, as I was looking at these charities, one of the things that they produced from this Billions and Change Foundation was an energy solar energy kind of charger thingy, where basically it charges itself in the sun. And then you can charge your phone or your laptop or your whatever you want. You can also just use it as a light. It's just power. So it's an electricity source that's completely renewable, and it's super small. You can fit it in your backpack. Super cool. I love the idea. And there weren't a ton of them out there. And so it made me think, like, man, this maybe is an interesting idea, and maybe even a smaller one or a different type of prototype of it that maybe covers the needs that people have a little bit better. Because I think maybe this one was specifically aimed towards those who are in, like, Africa or something like that, who just don't have power a lot. And so, anyways, so, you know, if you're interested in that kind of thing, getting a prototype all built out, having it, paying a manufacturer, usually costs about $10,000, around that much. Sometimes you can get it for cheaper, to kind of get that type of thing over there to some manufacturer in China or something like that. And then you just start producing them, seeing if it sells. You can always test it out. But usually you just look on Amazon and see what kind of a thing is, like, super highly rated and, like, super popular, because there's a ton of ratings. And then if there's not a lot of different types of them out there, it seems like it's a really good opportunity. So it's one thought I had. I was like, that would be an interesting business idea. Create a little Amazon business, source it from China, and, you know, do some good in the world while making a bunch of money. So, yep. That was the business idea I thought of this last week. So here's what I'm learning. It's this, that, you know, pay your future self, like, make payments to your future self, and in a lot of different ways, right? I mean, we're about to hit our, you know, debt free as soon as our next paycheck comes out, and that's awesome, right? That's just a huge deal. A lot of people struggle with debt their whole lives, you know. A lot of people just don't take care of it. They just die with debt, and then it goes on to whoever, I don't know. So but pay yourself first, right? Like, make payments to yourself. Like, you're always making these payments to other people, but make payments to your future self. So, like, if I would have thought about this before, right, I would have been, like, saving, or I would have been making payments to my future self, or even an act such as, like, just getting health insurance. That's making a payment to yourself, because you never know if, like, something's going to happen, or car insurance, or, you know, just having insurance that'll help you you know, to be in a better spot in the future. If we would have had medical insurance, we wouldn't have had this huge, big medical debt. If we would have thought through tax stuff and even just made a payment to a tax professional to help us, we wouldn't have had all this tax debt. If we would have, you know, just had some savings, we could have bought a car that would help us through this specific time that we needed the car for. And it wouldn't have gone into debt. You know, honestly, I think depending on the price of the car, I think it's fine to have a car payment. It's not a huge deal. I think it's really important to have a car, especially if that helps you to get to your job, which will help you to, you know, pay it off and pay other things. I just don't think it's a good idea to go out and buy a like crazy expensive like Tesla or something like that. So anyways, long story short, make payments to your future self. I think it's super important. And, you know, it really helps. And not just like getting out of debt, but also like investments, right? And like 401ks or Roth IRAs, like what are you doing right now to pay your future self? And I think that is much more important. I mean, yes, you got to make your utility payments, your rent payments, your mortgage payments, whatever. I mean, even a mortgage payment, that's potentially a payment to your future self. But, you know, these types of things, like if you put money into savings or into an investment fund or something like that, that's a payment to your future self. So, yeah, just think about that. What are you doing to make payments to your future self? And even like physically, right? Like these little things physically, like what are you doing to make payments to your future self? So that's a really important question to ask, physically, financially, you know, emotionally, spiritually, all these things. So yeah, I really like this concept and it's really helped me a lot. All right. So the last thing that I want to talk about, before I do a little teeny bit of documentation here is that what inspires me. So what inspires me? Gosh, the last week, a couple of things have inspired me that are just so awesome. So yesterday I was actually looking up just charities. And because I've just felt like I really want to like donate to charities like that I feel really good about. Like things that I feel like people who are doing good in the world. And two of the ones that really have inspired me a ton are Charity Water. I feel like they do such a good job of like showing you what they're doing and making what they're doing like a really good thing that's like sustainable and lasting. Excuse me. But also just, I mean, it's giving water. And it's the vision too. It's like they've like done the math, they've looked at it, they've done the research and showed that like if we can just like there's like I think it's like 613 million people who don't have clean water to use every day. And they show that like it is a totally solvable problem. Like it is a completely it's a problem that it is life-changing, but that's solvable. And so it's something that like if you want to try to be a part of, like you can, and you can like be a part of like getting to like there will be a day, there will be a point in this the history of the world where every like this is possible, right? And this is what I love about it is that they have this vision of like that every single human being on earth can at some point have actual like access to clean water, every single human. And there will be a day in which, like, there is no human who doesn't have clean water. So I think that's a really powerful vision, and I love that vision that they kind of, like, put out there. Maybe it's really good marketing. Hey, like, that's the best type of thing you could use marketing for, right? So that's what I think. I highly, like, support this Charity Water. I haven't donated to them yet, full, like, disclosure. But as I've looked at them, I've just been like, oh my gosh, I love it. I'm so inspired by that vision and just by helping people to get clean water. So I am really inspired by Charity Water. Another one that I was looking at that I think is super cool is called Kiva. It's not, it is a charity. It's a 501c3, but it's like a nonprofit, but it's it's also a it's like a different kind of charity. It's an investment charity sort of thing. So it's like a micro investment, micro loan kind of lender thing, but it's like a crowdfunded micro lender type of thingy. So entrepreneurs all over the world, especially in third world countries, who need like some extra funds to start their business or to do something really cool, you can fund their thing. And then it's even though they're a charity, and you can donate to them just directly, which is, I think, super like powerful thing to do as well. But you can invest. You can give money to these little charity groups, or the not charity groups, to these entrepreneurs, these micro entrepreneurs over in third world countries, and fund their little project. So one that I thought was really interesting was this guy who just needed to buy, as a farmer in Iran, or no, he was in Ghana. I think he was in Ghana or Kenya, one of those African countries. And he was trying to just come up with a way to biodigest this manure, like cow poop, to be able to turn it into fuel that would give his farm and house energy. And if he did that, the biodigester will also, not only will it give his house and farm, you know, energy, like through a clean, like ironically clean, right? How do you make it? Anyways, clean energy out of poop, dirty clean energy. It biodigests, it turns it into fuel, and it also creates fertilizer out of the same thing. So you have the fertilizer to be able to like make his farm even more profitable. You also have it even more profitable with its energy. So, and all you needed is like a couple hundred extra dollars. And it's crowdfunded. So if you donate like $25, you're helping, right? And there's like thousands of other people who donate to these kinds of cool, you know, causes or whatever. And then in the end, the cool thing is that you might even get it back to then invest in somebody else's project, or you can keep it, whatever you know, want. So I think it's super cool. I think it's a sweet idea, and it inspires me. So I really love that. Also, on top of charities, I've been really inspired lately by a couple different YouTubers. One is Casey Neistat. You know, a lot of people have different thoughts about Casey Neistat. I think he's awesome. I love his creativity. I love his just being active and just getting stuff done and really just going after whatever he feels like. So I think that really super inspires me. And Will Smith inspires me too. I just love that he started a YouTube channel. I mean, you know, he's already like super famous and popular and stuff, but he's like getting a little bit more personal with his YouTube channel, which I love. So I think it's super cool. As a person who works in social media, it just makes me inspired to see somebody else who's like, you know, using the power of social media to really personally connect with people and to help people to get to know him better, which I think is what I feel like what the best part of social media is that personal connection. So those are some of my thoughts of what inspires me. I'd love to hear what inspires you as well. So the only other thing I guess I would just add to this kind of as like kind of documentation style of like, hey, here's what's going on in my life, other than what I've already said, is I think, the smoke is crazy outside. I went for a night shoot the other night shooting lightning, and it was maybe not the super smartest thing to do, but I went on top of this building. It wasn't the tallest place. There was a ton of other taller places around. But I was trying to find a really good place to see the lightning of the whole valley. And I have access to it. So I was like, yeah, sweet. So I went up there and shot a couple of things. I didn't get any really good lightning shots. Probably for the better, just because maybe that wasn't the safest place to go shooting. But it made me think. I just love photography, and I used to do a ton of night photography, and it made me miss it. So it was great. Went to this really cool kind of like men's group thingy where we talked about men and like emotions, which is really interesting and important, I think. and I was with other men, and we were just basically practicing how do you express yourself with men, like emotionally, and how do you listen to other men expressing their emotions. So that was cool. Really liked that, the courage, the vulnerability, and just the expressiveness, and met somebody new, cool as well. So that was awesome. And then I have been really getting excited to get a electric longboard, and I'm hoping that I'm going to be actually working with this. Well, I am going to be working this little startup company that's doing those, to kind of help them with their social media. That's what I do, by the way, for my kind of day job or whatever, but just like helping coach them on like, here's a strategy and here's some things you can do, and even just kind of kickstarting them at first, with their electric longboard Instagram and stuff like that. So should be really cool. I'm excited about that. And, I'm probably going to get a free, couple of boards out of it. And they're pretty sweet. I tried them out, and it was the first time I've ever been on an electric board, so maybe they're not as cool as the best ones out there. But it was awesome. It was super cool. I love longboarding already, so it was awesome to like just be trying it out on a real one that goes by itself and has brakes and stuff. It was just really, really pretty snazzy. What else is going on? Stacy and I just really are trying to kind of engineer our life in a way that makes us happier. And I already talked a little bit about the mobility challenge, but just really wanting to get in better physical shape. I used to be a runner. But yeah, this is the one thing I wanted to talk about. So ashwagandha, I don't know how to say it, A-S-H-W-A-G-A-N-D-A, ashwagandha. It's this herb, this root that I've been taking. It's supposed to help with heart health, with anti-inflammation, as well as like anxiety. And I've struggled with a lot with anxiety for the last couple years. It's always been on about a volume 3 out of 10, just in the background. Sometimes I'll have a 10, like panic attack, basically. But I've been really impressed by this thing, and I like natural stuff. And so I had a natural doctor tell me to try it, you know, a while back, and I was like freaked out to try it. So then I kind of accidentally tried it like a month or two ago. And since then I'm like, oh my gosh, why didn't I try this before? Cause it's great. It really, really has been helping a lot. And I'm really happy about that. So if you've experienced anxiety or like whatever, like that kind of thing, look into it. It's called ashwagandha. Sounds like it's straight out of Black Panther, like, Wakanda forever. Anyways. So, yep, that's my life right now, Andy in real life. If you have any questions for me, feel free to let me know, but mainly the purpose of this is just kind of document my life and share things that I'm learning, share ideas that I have, you know, all this stuff. So hopefully you enjoyed it, and thanks for listening. And yeah, I'd love to kind of hear from you, whether it's texting or voice message. I've gotten a couple of those since the last one, which is really cool to see what people think about questions that I've had and ideas that I've had and things I'm going through. It's just kind of fun. So love to kind of share this journey with you, and hope you have a wonderful day or week or whatever it is until the next time I post on here.